Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 19th. The grains closed mix with May corn up 6.5 cents at 592, May wheat down a quarter cent at 652.25, and May beans up 16.5 cents, 1449.75. December corn made a new contract high and high close, 520.25, up 8 cents was the settlement. We got up to a contract high of 521.75. November beans, new contract high by 2.75 cents, up 10 cents at 1284. We got up to 1287.75 there. The oil closed just a little bit lower, down about 6 ticks. Meal was up over $5 a ton, which was really the big strength in the beans. Export inspections this morning, they were lousy on the beans. I think it was 186. Corn was about 1.5. And the wheat was over 600. Wheat was a good number. Corn wasn't bad. The Chinese looked like they shipped 500,000 metric tons of corn out. So that'll go toward knocking down some of the undelivered sales out here. But there's still a fair amount out there. Overall, this market is where it's been. Cold weather, dry weather up north, dry weather in Brazil keeps on just tacking this market higher. The market knows that we just can't afford to lose any kind of production this year with the carryout so tight. We're going to have to see more acres. We're going to have to see bigger production. Something positive to try to get this market to back off of these highs. But overall, I'd say that, you know, the market still looks pretty strong out here. Maybe a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. But overall, it looks good. Tend to make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. So that would be a week from Friday. Maybe we chop around between here and there. But we really need to see a major change in the weather where it gets warmer out here and we get some rains in the west where we need it. And we need to see some rains in Brazil. If they change those forecasts and put in rain in Brazil, put in rain in the western part of the country and warm this thing up, with the funds long as much corn as they are, we should have a very hard sell-off. But that's really about it out here. We'll get the crop progress tonight. Again, we should see corn plantings ahead of last year, ahead of the five-year average. We'll just have to see how far ahead and how much damage the cold weather does overnight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.